As Yoni Pollack said to me just a minute ago off the air, the music this morning on JM and the AM is simply remarkable. And he's 100% right. Yoni Pollack, in addition to being a wonderful member of the NSN team, is the host of After Further Review. That program is going to be featured at 10 a.m. today, Monday 10 a.m., right here at the Nahum Segal Network, as it's been for the last few years. We have proven that a young member of our community can, in fact, present a comprehensive and interesting program having to do with the world of sports. Yoni Pollack, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Good morning. Good to be back.
I appreciate that. And thank you for your comments about the music. That's always welcome. I appreciate that very much.
By the way, it's not only the music. It's the first Monday after, like, the Chagim that it just feels like it's almost... We always talk about the season debut, you know, sometime over Labor Day. Yeah. But, like, it's that first Monday afterwards that it's really like, okay, we're back. And it's good to be on that first game.
And especially, I appreciate that. And especially for us this year because, and this is why it feels that way more than ever, basically Yontif was just an extension of the summer. Usually we have that month of September or at least a few weeks where we get into the season, talk about the brand new season, kick off the season. We really don't think we, even though we've done plenty of shows, we don't really think we've kicked it off until today. So you're making a very, very good point. Well, if you chose to live in New York and you're a sports fan, you chose the right weekend to live here, Yoni Pollack. My gosh, could you imagine what happened in this city in the NFL yesterday? Plus, of course, the whole Yankee thing, a very exciting weekend.
And I'm not a native New Yorker, but it seems like these types of weeks have been very far and few between over the last, honestly, decade.
Yeah.
Certainly the last 5 years, you've had maybe one good sports team. Obviously, the Knicks maybe were a little bit exciting last year, probably overachieved. But the Yankees have really been on that only team, you know, for the last several years. The Islanders a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're forgetting about the Brooklyn Nets, but okay, that's a separate issue.
There's still the New Jersey Nets in my head.
Ah, got it. All right, well, actually for me as well, I think I can still consider them part of New Jersey. Anyway, so today at 10 o'clock, a one-hour presentation called After Further Review. Do you even know off the top of your head what number season this is for the show? How many years you've been doing this?
I'm thinking it's got to be about four at this point.
Which is pretty cool, and every single week people could tune in and listen to an expert in our community talk about the world of sports. Often you have a guest co-host, Seth Gordon, who many people know is the commissioner of the Yeshiva League, so he also chimes in with his opinions as well. So now, a couple of things. First of all, I gave your football team the kibosh, so to speak, because I told you the other day, I said, wow, they're not as bad as I thought they'd be, and of course they got destroyed yesterday. So
no, they're awful.
My apologies for that, the Houston football team. Now, can your team, the Houston Astros, get through the postseason without cheating this year, or you don't know exactly how they're going to handle that?
That's a very good point, and one that I'm sure they're going to consider. But honestly, the baseball playoffs is I'd argue one of the more exciting ones of the last few years, just because you look at the American League and obviously the wild card game that's going to take place Tuesday, pending that result. Let's assume the Yankees are going to win that one. Yes, it's on the road, but it's Gerrit Cole, and Gerrit Cole against anyone, you have to favor the Yankees. I think that's four really good squads that all of them have a chance, and I don't want to take anything away from Tampa Bay, and you'll hear more about this in the 10 o'clock hour of After Further Review. I don't want to take anything away from Tampa Bay, but it's four very good baseball teams.
I was just going to say,
I think all have pretty much an equal shot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in the American League, you're talking about really four powerhouses, teams that can get, you know, that could dominate. All four could dominate, you know, in a given week. So it should be very interesting. That's Houston, very, very tough first-round matchup against the White Sox. And, of course, it's the Yankees or Red Sox against Tampa Bay, who seem to be able to dominate that AL East somehow in recent years. I don't know how they do it. You saw that statistic? They're like the first bottom five team in two decades, bottom five salary team in two decades to win a division, something like that. I think that was the statistic if I saw it. And if I
they
read
do it,
it
in very impressive ways. It's a lineup that the average fan will know maybe one or two. I don't even want to say household names. Arezzo Reyna is maybe a household name because of what he did last year. But otherwise, it's not exactly a dominant lineup. It's not a dominant pitching staff. But when you look at their, you know, they just get it done. It's the 100 wins and in a tough American League East. Like you said, bottom five payroll, but you know, you credit Kevin Cash and the coaching staff and then the, you know, the general manager there. They find the pieces to put it together.
Then this whole thing with the Dodgers and Giants being so much better than the rest of the National League, but now the Dodgers have to go to a wild card game against a very hot team in St. Louis. And then, of course, you have these two mediocre first place teams. I don't even know that's fair to call them mediocre, but, you know, average first place teams going up against each other. So it's sort of like a little bit of an unfair playoff format in the National League, but it's going to be very exciting.
Exactly. I mean, not to take anything away from Milwaukee or Atlanta, certainly the bottom two teams, if you will, in the National League playoffs, but everyone wrote off Atlanta for dead once one of the best players in baseball, Ronald Acuna, was out for the year early on in the year. But someone has to win the National League East, and with the Mets struggling and the Phillies struggling and certainly the Nationals and Marlins, Atlanta comes ahead on top. On the other side, Milwaukee, yes, St. Louis might be the story in the National League Central after rallying off, two full weeks of wins to make it to that wild card game. And even that game should be exciting against the Dodgers when you're going Wainwright against Scherzer. But, give Milwaukee credit. They do it on the strength of their pitching. It's Corbin Burns, who might be the NL Cy Young favorite, if not number two. Brandon Woodruff, Freddy Peralta. I mean, those are three guys that they're going to be able to put out there in a five-game series. And that's a tough matchup for anyone.
Yoni, who's your after 4 weeks and seeing, obviously, here in New York, we have nothing to be proud of regarding football. Who's the team that you're saying to yourself, oh, wow, I didn't expect them to be this good. They actually could make a run and win this whole thing. Is there one team in the NFL that you've been paying extra attention to?
It might be the team that's playing tonight. I'm a huge Chargers fan. I think Justin Herbert's the real deal. And I know they're 2-1. Maybe they should have lost another game, should have won another game. You could do a lot of that in this sport, or really in any sport. But I think Justin Herbert has the moxie. They have the talent on that team, both on offense and on defense. It's always been about not chargering, right? When you watch football, if you've been following the Chargers, they find ways to lose.
Right.
But I think new coach there, Justin Herbert, like I said, he has that gusto. And, they play a Raiders team that generally overperforms early on in the season. They're 3-0. Don't want to take anything away from them. But I'm looking forward to a Chargers win tonight. And I think they play in a very tough division. You know, you have the Chiefs. The Broncos are not as bad as they used to be. And so it's going to be a tough division. I really like the Chargers. And on the other side, also on the NFC West, I think the Cardinals, with a statement win yesterday against a very good Rams team. We know the Seahawks are good. We know the 49ers are going to be there. To start off 4-0, I don't want to take anything away from them. That's a very good football squad as well.
Interesting. All right. So there are teams to watch. I didn't realize that Buffalo plays Kansas City next weekend, which would be a very fun and interesting game. I don't know how we, meaning the New York teams, always overlook the good quarterbacks in the draft, and they end up with other teams in the league. It's just amazing. The difference between the bottom 6-7 teams in the league and everybody else is so vast. I mean, it's as if we're putting college football teams out there to play against, 25 other NFL teams. But anyway, that's just my commentary as I view a very, very sorrowful New York football season. What can I tell you?
Yeah, exactly.
My New York Jets, the only way they can win is if the other team doesn't do something that they need to do. So that's how they won yesterday. They have to depend on the other team to miss a field goal in order to walk away with a victory, which is just remarkable.
Yeah, but honestly, you saw what you saw from Saleh, a great defensive effort. I know the Titans were without A.J. Brown, without Julio Jones, and maybe took them a little bit lightly, but Zach Wilson showed a little bit of something there in that game. The defense made the stops that they needed to. Okay, so Randy Bullock missed a field goal to, I guess, tie the game, or else, right, win the game. But, I don't want to take anything away from them. It was a very, the Jets should take something from that.
Yeah.
They played pretty solidly now.
Well, I agree with you. And, it would have tied the game. But I agree with you, this young quarterback, as much as I'm criticizing the Jets for never choosing the right one, if you only watched yesterday's game, you had to be really impressed. I mean, those pinpoint passes from 30, 40 yards away were really remarkable. So I think
exactly. And you'll see growing pains when you have a team like the Jets, and I would say also like the Giants. I know my co-host on After Further would disagree. You're looking for the quarterback to take steps, and it might be a step down before taking two steps up, but you want him to be at a better place, three games from now, and then another three games from now, where later on in the season, it's something that you could say we could build on this season and go into next season. Maybe we add a piece here, add a piece defensively there, and starting to build this franchise towards some sort of respectability, which is something both franchises haven't had now for the better part of a decade.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Yoni Pollack with After Further Review, a young member of our community, proves to the world that he can host and speak intelligently and with tremendous acumen about the world of sports, including Major League Baseball, the NFL, and obviously everything else as well. But obviously these two sports are dominating right now. Yoni, good luck today at 10 a.m., and we look forward to Monday at 10 a.m. throughout the entire season.
Appreciate it. Have a good one. Thank you.
There he is, Yoni Pollack, host of After Further Review. You'll hear him at 10 o'clock this morning on all these issues, everything that we discussed between baseball and football in this conversation. Monday morning broadcast, more coming up at JM in the AM.